Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And now to the Western Massachusetts town of Palmer, which is also hoping for a casino. There's a sense of inevitability here. Right there at Mass Pike, exit number 8 in Palmer, are the signs, Yes to Casinos, and a resort casino equals jobs. Take a right, go a mile, and there, in the heart of the three-block-long downtown, near the tiny 8-lane bowling alley and the closing furniture store, is the office for Mohegan Sun, the Connecticut casino giant. It's been here for a year now, in the hope that if Massachusetts allows casinos, it will get a license to build a resort in Palmer. That's why we visited. We're touring potential casino sites, and one thing seems pretty clear. Palmer is ready.
When I go out and talk to folks in the community, it isn't, should we have a casino?
Paul Burns is president of the Palmer Town Council and supports building a casino in town.
The question is, when's the thing coming? You know, we've talked it to death. When are we going to build it? And that really is the attitude here in town.
With an unemployment rate of over 13%, Palmer needs jobs. Burns says a casino will guarantee not just jobs, but good ones. Mohegan Sun predicts 3,000 permanent casino jobs and another 1,000 or so construction jobs. And Paul Burns dismisses the idea that those jobs will cost Palmer and its 12,000 residents their way of life.
Like it or not, change is a fact of life. I moved into town 35 years ago, and Palmer's a very different community today than it was 35 years ago. 35 years ago, we had industry. Downtown was bustling. Now downtown has many empty storefronts. So, you know, this will certainly change the town. I think it'll be a change for the better.
Burns is sitting at a high wood table at a popular restaurant called the Steaming Tender. It almost couldn't be a more fitting location for him to make his case. The building used to be the old Union Station, back when Palmer was known as the town of seven railroads. In Palmer's heyday, as many as 40 trains would roll through each day. Now there are far fewer, and the ones that do come through usually don't stop. Which raises questions. Why Palmer? Is it good business sense to build a casino an hour and a half west of Boston? Mohegan Sun is betting yes.
We looked at sites from all over the Commonwealth, from New Bedford, from Fall River. We looked at sites in Warren and Milford. And in the eastern part of the state, we've always come back to Palmer.
Jeff Hartman is the COO at Mohegan Sun. Standing outside Mohegan's Palmer office on Main Street, he's the only person in sight in a sharply tailored pinstripe suit. But he says with confidence that he's not worried about attracting big numbers to this small town.
The amenities at a resort casino, I think, will draw guests from not only the Commonwealth, but from New York, New Hampshire, and Vermont. And that combination of gaming plus food and beverage and retail make it a draw.
So, while Hartman says the location is good, it's still secondary to the main reason Mohegan wants to build a 164,000-square-foot resort casino and a 600-room hotel right at the Mass Pike exit.
We love Palmer, number one, because of the people. We found a community that has welcomed us, that we've opened our doors, we've listened to. So we've met a lot of people who want to start a new career, that want a job that'll, you know, you'll be able to raise a family, that'll have health care.
What both Hartman and Town Council President Paul Burns say seems to be true. The people of Palmer want a casino. A recent poll conducted by the UMass Dartmouth Center for Policy Analysis and cited by just about everyone we spoke to in Palmer found that 64% of the people in town support Mohegan Sun's proposal. It's remarkable in light of another recent study, which showed that while most people in Massachusetts support casinos, they don't want one in their own town. It's the not-in-my-backyard phenomenon. If Palmer is the casino's backyard, then Munson is its next-door neighbor, and some neighbors there are a little more wary.
My name is Emma Ladd Shepherd, and I'm co-president of the Quabog Valley Against Casinos.
Shepherd lives in Munson, Palmer's smaller and sleepier neighbor to the south. We met her in a back booth of a local diner.
We see traffic problems as being a major issue, and then beyond that, there's damage to the road, there's increased crime. If the casino brings in people to work in it, They're liable to be looking for places here in Munson to live.
The way Shepherd sees it, Munson would get all the costs without any benefits. Palmer could get millions in property taxes and in hotel and meals taxes, but Munson would get none.
Richard Blumenthal, Attorney General for the state of Connecticut, when asked the question, what's the biggest mistake you made when you let casinos into the state of Connecticut? He said, we totally forgot about the communities that surrounded the community that actually sited the casino itself.
As the chairman of the select board in Munson, Ed Harrison shares the concerns about the spillover effects of a casino. He heads the Western Massachusetts Casino Task Force, a neutral organization with members on both sides of the debate, charged with protecting the interests of the communities that will be affected. And Harrison says so far, the casino plans under consideration at the State House don't provide neighboring towns nearly enough money to cover the drain on public services. His chief what-if goes like this. The casino hires non-English-speaking workers who settle in nearby towns with kids who need foreign language teachers.
We're not as cosmopolitan as Cambridge, for example. And if you go to Cambridge, I'm sure that that might not be a problem for them. They may already have that kind of capability within their school system. I don't know. But I would like to say that we don't have that capability here in Munson. And to add another teacher, where are we going to get the money for that?
When you're headed west in the state and get beyond I-495, it can sometimes feel like you've just crossed the Continental Divide, something Ed Harrison feels acutely. He's fighting to make sure that the locals aren't ignored on Beacon Hill and have a seat at the table as the casino law is drafted.
And, you know, the western part of the state very often feels left out because the preponderance of the population is in Boston. That's where the action is. That's where the money is. Sometimes we feel like the shoemaker's child or
left without a pair of shoes.
Yeah, correct.
So while many in the Palmer area want casino jobs and casino money and are expecting a casino, Ed Harrison and others want to be sure state lawmakers don't just drop the thing off. In the coming weeks, we'll visit another potential casino site in the town of Milford. Go to our website, WBUR.org, to hear our earlier report about a third possible location, Suffolk Downs Horse Track in East Boston.
Get back.